This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 1st, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 4, notice of proposed rulemaking on reporting multi-state independent expenditures and electioneering communications in presidential primary elections. And Joanna Waldstreicher is here on this matter, and Bob Knopp as well, to discuss the matter. Ms. Waldstreicher.
Thank you, Chair Avil.
Thank you.
Agenda documents 15-50-A and 15-50-B are a draft notice of proposed rulemaking and a draft interpretive rule, respectively, addressing the reporting of independent expenditures that are made in connection with a presidential primary election, but that do not reference or target a specific state's primary. If either of the drafts are approved, the OGC would request the authority to make any technical and conforming changes that are necessary, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Comments? Okay. If not, is there a motion?
Oh,
Commissioner Hunter.
We've also, this is another issue that's gone round and round a few times, and I understand the interest in doing an NPRM for a lot of the things we do, and generally I support that in order to get public comment. However, in this instance, I think it's the more prudent course is to do an interpretation and draft interpretive rule, and we've made a document public for consideration today that I think answers the questions that the public has had about this issue. And as you know, we put this issue out for public comment in, let's see, the timeline is so extensive, let me figure this out. We made this public. Thanks, Troy. January 2014, we, meaning the commission, made three drafts of this issue blue for an upcoming meeting. There were two comments received from this draft, both of the comments from Bob Lenhart and Derek Lawler, and from Holtzman, Josefiak, Vogel firm. They both supported draft B. So we have the comments. We've drafted something that alleviates the concerns. In addition, the Office of General Counsel has said that in this instance, they believe it appropriate to do a draft interpretive rule. And one reason for that is if you're trying to do something that doesn't lock the regulated community into one certain way, an interpretive rule might be a good thing because it leaves open the possibility that the public might have a better way of doing so. And so in this instance, I think that, as I said, is the more prudent course, and be happy to make a motion when appropriate.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. I appreciate my everybody's efforts, actually, to try and come to resolution on what's a pretty arcane issue. This started with an AO request, an AO request that ironically got a unanimous response from the commission with, you know, four of the six of us who are here today were approved that answer in the Western Representation PAC. So I guess that'll teach us to agree on something. So we issued a unanimous opinion, and then the same lawyer who requested it submitted a filing on behalf of another client in which he kind of wrote in, well, that was a dumb answer, and I'm not going to listen to it. Well, that was interesting. We don't usually get that scrawled on our campaign finance reports. So we put out three proposals. We thought, well, maybe we got it wrong. I'm always willing to reconsider. And we put out three proposals, and we got two comments. And they were thoughtful comments. They were from experienced practitioners, two former commissioners, one Republican, one Democrat. But, you know, it's still only six lawyers who thought it was worth their time to weigh in on this. And maybe this is too arcane a matter and we would never get more than that. I don't know. But I also don't feel like I've been, you know, sort of overwhelmed by the comments and by the weight of opinion out there on this. And I also think that there's an issue in the draft interpretive rule that's still kind of hanging out there, and that is what exactly is a nationwide independent expenditure. It came when in the original AO, it was raised in the context of a Facebook ad. But, you know, are we only talking about ads on the internet? Are we talking about broadcast ads that have to be in literally nationwide, every single state and territory? Or could it be, you know, some just the continental United States, or maybe 40 states, or just the swing states? I mean, I'm not. One of the approaches that we posit in the draft notice of proposed rulemaking is that we call it multi-state rather than nationwide, and that we seek comment on exactly how multi-state it would have to be. So I can't support the draft interpretive rule. I mean, I do have sort of a bias that I like rulemakings better than interpretive rules, but I also don't think it answers all the questions, and so I can't support it the way it's written here today. And I think the better route would be to do the draft notice and see whether we get more comments. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll just, the same two commenters will just submit the same comments all over again and nobody else will pay any attention. Maybe if we put out an NPRM, it will catch more people's attention, and maybe it's closer to the election and more people are focused on it now. As I said, I'm still unclear myself whether this proposed interpretive rule would cover anything other than the internet. So I think it's not, even if I were inclined to agree with the general direction of it, I think it's not there yet. It doesn't answer enough questions to be as useful as it could be to the regulated community and the people who would be trying to follow it. So, and I do think on some of these questions, you know, we got comments that addressed certain aspects of the proposals we put out there, but not all aspects, including this issue of how nationwide or multi-state IE would have to be. So, as I said, I appreciate the effort. I'm glad we're trying to think about this and resolve this in a way that makes sense to people out there. But I still think the better way to go is with the draft NPRM.
Commissioner Hunter.
I just came up with this idea as you were talking. What about just the idea that potentially we approve the draft interpretive rule today or this soon, and without getting into the definition of nationwide? Because as you know, we have sort of talked about that amongst ourselves and couldn't really come up with a definition that we could agree on. So maybe we agree on this for this election cycle, because obviously the election cycle's already started, and if we do an NPRM, you have another issue of timing. You obviously have to give people time for notice and comment, blah, blah, blah. So if we agreed on this interpretive rule now or soon, and then agreed to put out an NPRM that would affect the next election cycle, so that as people are doing IEs now in this cycle, they can be sort of taking mental notes of saying, okay, well, I'm sort of working on the fly now. Let me write some comments to this other stuff that will affect the next cycle. And I think that the comment deadline for an NPRM should be well down the road. I mean, well down the road. So it gives people a chance to live life in this new realm. I mean, I think
you're down the road. How well down the road?
Yeah, like probably a year down the road.
Wow, or maybe that is well down the road.
Yeah, but we need to give them some time to kind of work it through. I hear what you're saying, but I think we've already tried to figure out a definition for nationwide, and I don't know that we're gonna be able to come up with one in the short term. And then that's probably gonna leave us with nothing, but as in no NPRM and no interpretive rule. And so maybe this is, as I said, I just thought of it, maybe this is sort of the middle ground approach to give people something to go by, because now the current law in the books is the AO that nobody likes. And so just throwing that out there as a potential compromise.
Do you want to speak, Commissioner Walther?
I was just going to go the other direction toward a compromise, and that is, what if we adopted a process to consider a rule, but in the meantime, agree that regardless, we will, if we're unsuccessful in getting anywhere, that we will consider the interpretive rule. And I was thinking that would be a possibility, but I see both of those sound reasonable to me. I don't know. We need to think about it some more. But it seems to me we definitely have in mind to do something. And the question is the procedure, and maybe if we agree that there's an interpretive rule, but it ends, so there's an end date on it, then you know we know it's not a matter of getting four votes to change it. It's over, and we have to start again. I mean, that's a possibility too. So I don't know. Just throwing things out.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It sounds this issue, as Commissioner Weintraub pointed out, is a fairly arcane one, but is starting, I think, to have more application, and it's not a particularly ideologically charged or controversial issue. So I think that it's one of those things where it would be nice if we could find some way to move forward. The reason why I liked the interpretive rule was we're not that far away from primary season, and it would be great to have something in place, some sort of guidance that could be applicable to the current primary season. And so I'm wondering if it sounds like, since there's at least there isn't open division on this issue, whether or not I don't think we'd necessarily feel comfortable on the fly trying to come up with a resolution now, but I think if we were to talk in the meantime before the October open meeting to see whether or not we could put together some sort of a two-track proposal where we could provide some guidance for this election cycle and have a process in place that would hopefully maybe elicit more comments and maybe an opportunity to think about these things in a little bit more of a deliberative way through the NPRM as well. Maybe we won't be able to reach agreement, but it seems like that might be a fruitful path. So
let me say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, for my part, I would agree with doing something like that. I think an NPRM is important because, number one, and not that I object to the concept of working on an interpretive rule for the purposes of the reporting now, but the problem with those are that people can report differently. And for me, as the disclosure to the public of these issues is really important, and it's much more difficult to obtain that kind of disclosure that's necessary in an election when everybody is reporting in a different fashion. And of course, interpretive rules have no sanction, so there's no actual requirement to comply. So, you know, for that reason, I think it'd be important for us to go forward on an NPRM, but I certainly agree that we should be working together to try to figure out a dual track to get it done.
I would just add that I agree that we should have some sort of uniformity in this, because I think the current, as we found out in the post-Western representation AO, is that it becomes very confusing as to how do you, if you're going to, let's say that you bought a broadcast ad on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, the broadcast nationwide, then if you did it on the eve of the primary season, you might actually have to allocate that between many different states, and I think that leads to confusion, which will result in a lack of uniformity. So I think that if we had some ability to maybe bring a little more uniformity to bear, I think that would actually be helpful for the regulated community. But also, I think it will bring greater disclosure, because if you spread it out amongst enough states, then it's possible that the thresholds don't get triggered in any one, and you actually might have a nation. You could have a widely broadcast ad that, because it was broadcast on the eve of many, you know, of a succession of primaries, may not, if you divided it amongst, you know, 10, 15 states or what have you, you may not trigger the threshold for disclosing in any of them.
Right.
And so I know that disclosure, I think we would all agree that the disclosure would be important and essential in that sort of instance. And so if we could, we're going to keep discussing
that,
this, and I think that we could, if we could do something, I think that would be very beneficial.
All right,
beneficial.
So Commissioner Wendt.
My only, happy to continue to work on this. I think it could be productive,
yeah.
Hopefully. My only request is that we actually do continue to work on this and not do what tends to happen around here and wait until the day before the meeting and then say, oh, here's my new idea. So let's actually try and engage on this.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Waltz-Strecker.